What's happening, everybody? Another great episode of Good Brothers Committed Podcast here at Churchill Smoke Shop. Hey, it's cold as hell out there, but it is warm
Yeah,
inside. So
there
not,
we go.
if you don't have anything to do, man, come sit here. We got plenty of seats, plenty of basketball, and good conversation. As always, got my right-hand man, salute, my partner in crime, Mr. P-Powell, to the third Powell, Mr. Preston Howell the third.
What's going on, Brother Chad? Always good to be back on the Good Brothers Podcast today. You know, like you said, it's cold. We all coming off the deep freeze. You know, we got one
Right.
more weekend that it might be a little chilly, but you know, it's playoff time. So, you know, same thing, Good Brothers, playoff time. You
Right.
know, got a little back since it's cold, got a little Nova Oak from boy Johnny's Frisco, bang bang nang,
Old
nana game.
fashioned.
Yeah.
Man, just know this
But
stuff is 70 proof in this bottle.
it's pretty it's
And then
pretty thick.
Woodford Reserve in like 90.
Hey, that's that bullet old fashioned, isn't
Now I'm Creek old fashioned.
it? Ooh. That's rough right there. I couldn't take
I ain't
that.
got to tell me.
Well, with that being said, the cigar of the week. You know, they back into the shop. This is the Grand Cousinier by Tatawahe. And this is the
What is you need?
2003 Cousinier. If you're not familiar with
Those
the
you need.
cigars, you can check this video out right there. With that being said, you stop by the shop, pick you up one. This has always been a favorite. Real good smoke. Real good smoke. You had a good week, you want one of these.
Oh yeah.
But I'm gonna smoke a Mundo El Rey today. Smoke one of these, something light, because I'm probably gonna smoke two or three tonight. Because ain't no need to be roaming around these streets because it's freezing outside.
That's right.
But Chad, with that being said, man, you know we touched on it a little bit last week, but we had some technical issues. The big man on campus, Nick Saban, gone from Alabama.
Yeah.
And you know,
Time break.
he's got like 13 of them guys that hit the portal already.
Yeah, it looked like 13 and 30 minutes.
That's right. It was 13, 30 minutes. Hit the portal. I was talking to Ray about that. I said that's gonna be the biggest thing, you know, with Saban gone, is that those guys that you know he used to get those five stars, two, three deep, they jumping out. Cause they were only going there for him because they ain't shit in Tuscaloosa. And I said it. They live in
It's not.
Tuscaloosa.
It's not, but no, what's his name? Not Blauer, no Bauer.
From Washington.
But he got a chance to bring his own guys at the same time. He has some great guys recruiting. Matter of fact, he picked up somebody from one of the Mississippi schools. I can't remember. Maybe that was Auburn. I know Auburn got Derrick Nix as the offensive coordinator. Shout out to Derrick Nix, one of the USM running back greats. So again, there's still an opportunity for Alabama to be good, especially if you want to go to a place that's already laid the foundation, that's already established, and go play some good football, they got a chance to do
Well, here's the thing, you know. I know that the what's the boy from Brandon, who's at Mississippi State, Rogers.
it.
He's
He's gone.
you know, he transferred to Washington with him, so
They
he's left.
left.
He jumped in the portal again. So everybody predicted he's going to Alabama. So you know to play that because you know they lost the five-star quarterback. He jumped into the portal already.
Yeah, but one of the quarterbacks from Washington is following the coach to
Yeah,
Alabama.
that's Rogers. That's Rogers.
No, Austin Mack. Rogers had committed nowhere.
Austin Mack going too? Oh, shoot.
Austin Mack
Okay.
already there.
Okay. But you can't beat that. Can't beat that.
Right.
So they'll
Right.
look. Here's the thing. Alabama's no different from LSU. They roll out of bed, they're gonna have eight wins. If you
Right.
can put any kind of team together, they good to win eight. But that's gonna be the problem with Alabama. You don't want to follow the guy. You want to follow the guy that followed the guy. Because the reality is they can go what? 8-4, 3 years, they're gonna want fire. Or nine,
Shit,
they want
two
fire.
years.
Yeah. I mean, think about y'all when y'all coming off WC and all those championships at Jackson State. What did Hughes do? Like 8-4 or something like that?
Now it's 7-4.
And oh yeah, they got rid of them. Like, oh, we ain't winning enough. Then they went straight to James Bell.
Right. The death sentence. That
Oh
was the NCAA death penalty.
that right, it really gave yourself the death
And
penalty.
wherever
Right.
you had James Bell, guess what? You could still kiss my ass, too.
Yeah, he did your boy wrong. What's the quarterback, Kent?
Ah, man. Mess that man up.
Kent was about to break all the McNair records.
Yep.
All his records. But you know, we'll see what Bama do. You know, at least one thing we can say at LSU, we beat him his last time in Death Valley before he got out of
Right.
here. We beat him that
Right.
last time in Death Valley. So can't beat that.
Right.
With that being said, we did get an update on one of the stories we talked about before. I don't know if you guys remember the brick lady, the lady that said a dude hit her in the head with a brick, you know, because she didn't want to give her phone up. Now, even back then when we talked about it, we had both said, hey, this story ain't checking out. Something ain't right with this. You know, if you're not familiar with it, we got a little video here you can check out. But with that said, Chad, you know, you see the circumstance where she's finally been arrested, you know, for falsifying the whole attack. Well, they said it was an actual altercation, but she lied about what the actual altercation was because they got video and all that. And that's what we were wondering back then. Like, you're outside a convenience store, you got to have something out there.
Yeah, and then what I also understand about that story is that somebody kept feeding the information to the authorities to corroborate, you know, that it was not a situation that wasn't what she said it was.
Right. Yeah, this was a chick that did that. That said, because she said she'd done it before. You know, she's got a history of doing these little scams and putting up that GoFundMe. What he got, like almost 50 grand, 44 grand or something like that?
Looking like a female Gumby.
Man, look, at some point, they got to stop falling for this shit. Give it a second. You got to give it a second. Because, well, man, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, what I was about to say is, because, you know, social media jumped on that joint so quick, and they made black men look like we were the goddamn devils. You know, that we jump on a woman if she don't want to go out with us. Or she, you know, she declined, you know, an offer of companionship or go on a date. Or, like, you know, most guys out here ain't doing that. Yeah, most guys ain't even approaching people no more these days because of shit like that.
Right. So, but you just hit the nail on the coffin. Mm-hmm. We got to stop being so quick to assume that, oh, this is that. But here's the thing. When are we going to stop trying to create these ill-fated platforms to be seen and heard?
Yeah.
Ain't that what that was, clickbait?
Yeah. Attention-seeking and all. And then, but you got some of them jumping over mental hoops trying to, like, well, we weren't wrong. She technically was hit. No, she hit the dude first of all, and she wasn't hit with no goddamn brick. The dude just responded to her slapping her. That's what you expect.
Get knocked upside your head, and that what happens.
You know, I took that story the same way I took that Jesse Smollett story. When I heard it, I was like, No, I was like Dave Chappelle. I ain't saying nothing, but no. No.
Right. I remember that too.
What is that? Below zero? You feel like you had a subway sandwich?
Right. You sat in a snowstorm for 183 days in your draw. Nigga. You sat in Arizona with no water for 40 days and 40 nights.
And then he left the noose tied around his neck. Come on, bro.
With one can of potted meat.
Well, I tell you, man, but that's rough, man. At some point, we got to cut that shit out. We got to stop falling for the okay. It's two things that we've jumped into this generation. These birthday celebrations and dates where nobody want to pay the bill. I don't understand how you go somewhere to eat and you don't have money to pay for it.
But you feel entitled.
Yeah?
You feel entitled.
And maybe just me. I don't care. Maybe because I've eaten stuff before and I'm kind of, you know, that stuff doesn't impress me. I've never, like, go somewhere and say, just because it's there and it's expensive, I want to eat it. It got to be something I want to enjoy. I don't care what it is. I don't care how much it costs. If it ain't something I eat or enjoy, I'm not getting it. You know, but some of these people, if it's not what you regularly eat, why are you going there and ordering it? And you can't pay for it.
But exactly. But
what you touched on it, the level of entitlement. Just the, you going to pay for my meal? What? Really?
Don't get cussed the hell out.
And, you know, from cheesecake to now the whole thing is now nobody go on a coffee date.
The small things, man.
What's the whole date is for to get to know each other? Well, you got to spend money on me. Yeah, I got $40 for you.
Yeah. That $40 gonna take me a long way too, you heard?
Yeah, that's crazy, man. The idea that and then women getting caught up in lies, you know, this
Right.
that believe all women thing. And I look, and the bad part about it is, at some point, it's going to take women stepping up to these things because we can't, you know, because we'll be seen as misogynistic or we not believe in all women. Because I think it just do a big disservice to the people who get treated bad, who these things happen to. So now we end up questioning them. That's why I always wait to hear the story. And then usually when I hear the story and if it don't ring true to me, I go like, this is like we talked about this one. When I heard it off top, I said, that nigga lying. No, ain't no way that happened like that. No way. Even with the brick lady, when you heard that, like, dude hit her in the head with a brick in front of a whole bunch of other dudes, nah, ain't nobody gonna sit back and take that.
Right.
Even if you being an ass, ain't nobody gonna sit back and take it. Or they gonna at least jump in and stop it, you know, pull people apart. And the second part of it is they gonna turn the cat in. They gonna say, hey, yeah, he did it.
Right.
You know, when we're hitting a woman in the head with a brick, come on, man. That's not how this stuff works.
Right.
But you know, they got you believing anything these days.
Well, Michael Jackson gonna come back and do a brand new album.
Yeah. You probably got enough music stored up now. Don't be saying that shit. That should be out before you know it.
True that though. Bad
Listen.
example.
But look, Chad, one more thing I want to hit on. I just thought about it. Because a buddy of mine was asking about it. Are the Cowboy fans gonna be able to make it?
Man, they having suicidal ideation.
Oh, bro, they feel it pretty bad, and that game was horrible. I mean, they look real
It was
bad.
bad. It was bad.
Oh, that looked real bad.
That's
I mean,
bad, bro.
they were in here calling Tony's down and said, "Yeah, Dak can throw a pick." Sure enough, whoop, threw a pick, pick six. Like, ooh, it just.
I felt sorry for Dak, though. I ain't gonna lie, I did. I felt sorry. Here's the thing. I'm not a Cowboy fan, but you know, nobody doesn't care. It's cool. But when you talk about now the implications behind that, because what most folks are gonna say? The black quarterback chosen the big game.
Right.
That's
Well,
what, you know, that and I hate that,
yeah.
but that's a narrative that the establishment will draw.
Well, look, personally, I like that. So, you know, he
Me
Louisiana kid.
too.
I like that. And
Right.
I don't think that loss is all on that either. But
It's not.
you gotta play better.
Yeah, it's not. You put a lot of it on the defense too, because
Yeah.
the defense
Oh,
sucked.
the defense sucked. That's why I would put most of the blame. They couldn't stop a cold. I mean, that just
Right.
no, that was real bad. So
And
that
I'm
being
talking about,
I
did
put
you see
them
how
on
many
that.
yards he was averaging per run?
Man, and they couldn't
Like,
stop.
he never changed up. He
Hey,
never made an adjustment.
and they couldn't stop with 87 in the same across the middle. I mean,
Yep.
he was wide open. Him and the other kid wide open. Nobody around him.
Right.
Made
And
Jordan Love look like Aaron Rodgers.
then a nun tackling. Like, bruh.
Yeah, you can't play like that. You can't play like
Right.
that. You know, that's to say they're putting it all on Dak, but you can't put it all on him. You can't at all. You gotta
Right.
spread that around. Now does he have to play better? Yeah, but you can't put it all on him. But it will also tell you Cam Newton was right.
I was just gonna say that. And now I wish that woman, whoever she is, I ain't gonna say what I wasn't finna say, but she can get on both her knees and do somebody a favor.
Right, for that badass tape.
I mean, because Cam Newton was right. They game managers. What they do that doesn't change the game like a Lamar Jackson can like that.
Right. And
You
he
know,
said
like
it.
a you
He
know.
said it. He said, hey, Dak Prescott, Purdy. Like, Purdy gonna play Green Bay tomorrow. Those guys, you just don't want them to lose the game for you. Just don't
Right.
go out there and lose the game. And that's what when the defense was playing bad. That pick six, that opened the floodgates.
Right,
You know,
exactly.
if you don't throw that pick six, you probably still got a game going into the fourth quarter.
Right.
That pick six
Right.
just that knocked the wind out of everything they were doing.
Exactly.
Then of course, after all that, garbage yards, garbage points. What's going on, baby? Good to see you. Garbage yards, garbage point. Made the game look closer than it was, but it wasn't close at all. Well, nowhere near close. But I do think she she spoke out there on Cam, and Cam was 100% right. And then it's like Ryan Clark said, you gotta put some respect on Cam's name. Cam is Cam, you know. And I look,
did he say that?
Yeah, this dude, former MVP, Super Bowl quarterback, shit, Heisman Trophy winner, national champion. Come on, man.
A JUCO national champion.
Oh, I forgot he won in the JUCO too.
He won at Blinn.
So check this out. JUCO national champion, won a national championship at Auburn, NFL MVP, took his team to the Super Bowl in the NFL. Come on, man. Put some respect on that dude's name. But you're 100% right, though, Chad. There's nothing wrong with a game manager, because I think that if you look at all the Alabama championships, their quarterbacks were game managers. That pretty much. Don't fuck the game up and you do your job, we will win. And you know, now Tua and Jalen, they were a little different, but they're right. Game managed. But see, that's what Jalen is now. Jalen Hurts. He manages the game well.
Right.
He manages the game well. So I mean, you know, this year the defense quite wasn't what it was. They had a lot of injuries, but that's what his job is. So I don't think nothing wrong. I don't think nothing wrong with it. But I think, but you said it best. I do like Lamar. He a game changer, because you know, in like you said, lickety split, he'll flip the field or score. He's that type of dynamic dude. Who else? Joe Burrow. He's just that type of dynamic dude.
Josh Allen too.
Josh Allen. What's my man Patrick Mahomes?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it ain't many on that level like that. That'll just game makers and game breakers at the quarterback position. I mean, that's like four there. I'm trying to think, is anybody else we've missed? That's on that.
Now I'm on a ledge about this. Mm-hmm. I'll even say CJ Stroud.
He getting there. I think he's getting there. Yeah, I think he's that guy. Well, let's put it like this. This year, I don't know, because you know this is first year, so you got to do it. You got to do it over a little time to be consistent. But this year. Oh yeah, they ride and die with him. Whatever how he plays is how that team goes. Because I think they got a good shot at it tomorrow.
I think so too. And then we get a bunch of our starters back tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. And your defense is solid. The defense is solid. And see if CJ can be consistent. Who that Rita Reek just walked in? And got the theme song playing, huh?
That right.
Telling me bad. Well, I think CJ getting there, man. I think CJ getting there. I think CJ gonna be that dude. Y'all got a good one now. Y'all got something to ride on.
Now next year, I have some high expectations, you know. And then check this out at the same time, because the Deshaun Watson trade, we move up in the draft. We got another draft pick, high draft pick.
Yeah, what you need, like another running back or a big time receiver.
We need another lineman.
With offensive lineman?
No, lineman. Or another defensive lineman, another pass rusher.
Another pass rusher?
We're looking at a pass rusher, a DB. We got receivers.
We got, now, you know, Stingley playing well this year for y'all. For
LSU, I know,
you,
I mean.
Yeah, but you need somebody on the side, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, you got Tank Dell, he's hurt. When he comes back, you know, you got Nico Collins, they mesh well together. Now, you can bring in a veteran receiver, you know what I'm saying? So you know what I do, Preston? I bring DeAndre Hopkins home.
If you're willing to give you a discount, I'm gonna tell you what y'all need to do, because we need money and we need a draft pick. Y'all come get Michael Thomas. Michael Thomas would be perfect for CJ Stroud. Real talk.
Yeah, we got to pay him though.
No, he already got paid for the Saints. He just got to pick up the rest of that salary.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but he's worth. He's not getting top dollar, but he's a top wide receiver, and he's a big receiver. He's a possession receiver. He got good hands. Shit, I mean that ain't a bad move there. A guy like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that's what he's missing. He's missing a go to guy, or you need to find you one of those. You need to find you like a Kamara or McCaffrey. You know, a running back like that, like Jahmyr.
We got a good back. Somebody that's gonna compliment old boy. Yeah, somebody compliments him. Yeah.
You know, Jahmyr Gibbs from Detroit. I like what he called himself, even though it was kind of cocky. But I like what he said. He said, "I am a better, I'm the newer version of Alvin Kamara. That's what he called himself. And he's young and he's fast. He can catch. But I told Johnny, I mean, between Alvin Kamara and McCaffrey, that is the tier one, A tier quarter running back that the league is looking for. They're looking for a guy who run between the tackles and catch like a receiver.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're looking for. Look what Frisco do with Deebo Samuels. Say, yeah. You're looking for a guy who can catch and who can run between the tackles. You know, yeah. Now you don't have the, you know, if you can't get that, I guess you're looking for that big bruising back.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you on that.
If y'all get that, shoot, y'all might be some, you know, playoff contenders. Then you know, you're not that far away.
Not hey, man, I'm looking forward to I'm preparing to get my Houston Texans jersey. Now, I don't have one of those, but I'm planning on getting them now.
Who was that from Jackson State played wide receiver? Corey Bradford?
My teammate, Corey Bradford. Yeah,
Corey Bradford.
As a matter of fact, one of my kids I coached at Provine retired from the Texans.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Named Charlie Anderson with the Ole Miss.
Oh, okay. Is he he's still living in the Houston area, you know?
I think he is. I'm not sure. I think he's back and forth now, though. Because Corey here in Jackson.
Corey back in Jackson?
He's been in Jackson for a while now.
Oh, okay. I thought he still lived in Houston.
Uh-uh. Now he's back here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know a couple of people that know him pretty well. So I know when he was playing, he used to go up there to watch him play.
Okay. Yeah, that's my guy.
Yeah, that's right. That's your old teammate from JSU.
That's right. Yeah. Love.
Yeah.
1400 Lynch Street.
With that being said, Chad, we got the NFL playoff this weekend. If y'all not doing nothing, come out for the hill. Excellent Black Cigars by Jeremy Ward. They run them all weekend long. Buy two, get one free. You know, Excellent Black. So you can come out here and try one of those. Don't forget the cigar of the week. This is the 2003 Cogenou. This is the Grand Cogenou.
Grand Cogenou.
Go ahead and get you a little taste of something nice. Get you a taste of something nice.
JFR Lunatic. Get some.
And then I'm El Rey de Mundo for the night. Probably start with this, and I'm going to finish up with probably one of those Excellent Black cigars. I got two of them sitting up in there.
Good deal, man. Good deal.
With that being said, Chad, we might as well go ahead and drink a little bit more Noble Oak. Warm myself.
There you go. There you go, man.
Kind of rotting mess we can get into tonight.
That's right. It's a good night. It's a good night to make a wholesome mess.
There you go. There you go.
Right. And Sari looking at me inside at me while she eat.
Come in to work, go on break.
Right. She on lunch break already.
Let me say, man. Go on break. There you go. But that's all I got, Chad. We can go ahead and call it a night, get in the comments, like, subscribe, pass it around to other people. Go subscribe to the channel.
Hey, y'all, she said, the queen of here said, y'all go to Yaki Bowl. I'm going to give some of that, too, because she the reason why I go to Love Gangers Grill.
Where's Yaki Bowl at?
It used to be, I'm reading your lips, Bradley. It used to be Jackson Valley over there.
Yeah. My son told me about that place. Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, so they opened up, I think, about Christmas.
Yeah, day, yeah, he mentioned that too.
And mm-hmm. So they do the whole thing when you go down the line and put your shit in the phone and put your phone, and they also got the other shit in there. Look at D coming back. Oh, this my phone. Hold on, not him.
Well, look, y'all know, I'm a foodie, so, you know, I definitely got to try. Have y'all tried? You tried the food?
Hold on, wait. I got shit on my face.
Did you try the new ramen's place right there?
Maybe what is that?
Try a new ramen's place?
And Maywood Mark.
No, Maywood Mark.
Maywood Mark. Not the one in Zundo. Mark. Zundo's in front. Oh, man, that's your nice. You got, it's real nice from the inside.
It's nice.
Yeah, it's nice, yeah.
They got the honeycomb seats. Huh? Oh, it's been open. Food
better
real
talk
good.
To me when you get off this sign, because I'm trying to read your list, and it ain't working. Hey, talk to me. Because look, I thought I know it was open yet.
That's open.
So I rolled by there a few weeks ago. I left Starbucks and it looked like it was still closed. When they open? Ask me when they open.
So when they open, Preston? When did they open?
Man, a month ago. They opened before Christmas. They're before Christmas.
It said open before Christmas.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Tell her it's super duper nice on the inside. Oh, yeah.
It's real nice on the inside.
I've been to Zundo many times. I went to Zundo shit early this week.
Doing the Zuno early this week.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I've been going there. I was so there.
Are they better than Zuno, though?
Are they better?
They're more authentic than Zuno, though.
More authentic.
Because they have more authentic. They have other things. They have other things that Zuno don't have, like omurice, and their food is a
remember,
little bit better.
Remember everything you're saying. Everything when you come back down here.
Gotcha. Hey, with that being said,
so like you start saying something real good. I'm like, I can't hear you.
Hey, get in the comments, like, subscribe. Don't forget to check out for the Good Brothers podcast as we try.
Hang this shit up. Bring your ass things. On down here. I'll come down there. I don't give a damn.
Hey, y'all, we out, man. We appreciate y'all. Keep listening. Please keep subscribing down. Help laugh it up. Call time, every damn thing. And like I said, hey, leave your thoughts in the comments. What you think about the playoffs tomorrow? What you think about the brick lady with that big ass knot upside her head?
The line
brick lady, y'all.
Yeah,
line brick lady. And let us know how you feel about old girl who made the statements about Camden.
Yeah,
she still need to get on her knees and do somebody a favor.
Right, y'all ain't had that discussion.
See, that was so goddamn dumb.
He said that's so goddamn dumb and stupid.
It's just 87% black city talking about a sundown town.
A lot of sharing, a lot of talking going on, and they don't even know what the fuck a sundown town is.
I tell you what, Preston, we'll bring the queen here along. We'll let her lead that discussion.
Yeah,
about the young lady on Facebook talking about Jackson sundown town.
Hey! Well, that keep the theme what we talked about. Tell her that kept the theme about what we talked about tonight. Bitches lying.
But that shit right there, she lost all her cool points.
And then she took a picture talking about the sundown town with the moon and the downtown lit display and shit. I'm like,
first of all, if you watch Lovecraft Country, you would have learned what the fuck the sundown town was.
I watch Lovecraft Country. I hate they cut that shit out too. That was my show. Well, it was a lot in that show too. A lot of that show I ain't want to watch, but you know,
it was good though. It was good.
Yeah, cool.
It was good.
Hey y'all, it's Friday night. It's cold as hell outside. I'm gonna drink these old fashions. Y'all bring your ass. Come on, have a good time, right?
We got the smooth
old fashions. Preston's Groove right here at Churchill Smoke Shop. www.churchillsmokeshopradio.com.
There you go. We do what we can.
Exactly. Hey man, we out, y'all. We appreciate y'all. We love y'all, man. We go.
All right.